Well, praise God. So good to be here. I need the anointing.
Yeah.
I need God's help. This is a supernatural thing. There's a lot of guys, they can come to the pulpit and it's very casual to them. They just sort of slide in. Someone asked me one time, they say, do you ever stop being nervous? I said, no. I'm more nervous tonight than I was the first time I preached. The closer I get to the Lord, the more I realize how vital it is to hear from God and speak to God. Your soul is in the balance. There's going to be people watching this video. They're going to watch heaven, hell could be determined by what they hear. And Jeff, if that doesn't just grab a hold of you, there's something wrong with your life. Here tonight, I was in prayer about what the Lord would have me to preach coming into this convention. And just always try to be sensitive. If you're a preacher, you know there's a lot of things that you can preach. There's many messages, a lot of things. And you just want to be of a help.
Yeah.
Want to be of a help to the people that you minister to. And I have come to learn that God knows where everybody is. He knows where everybody is in this room. And takes the Holy Ghost to make it real to each of us, Brother Soap. He can do that. Amen. He can take it real to Luke, make it real to Luke. But over here, He can make it real to Sister Sharon.
Yeah.
That's what God can do. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, tonight, if you'd turn with me in your Bibles to Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. I'm going to read quite a bit of scripture here, but I believe it's necessary to really convey what I believe the Lord has put into my heart, my spirit, for this service tonight. Amen. Such wonderful convention. Maybe you're going to watch this video. You've not been to the convention. We say you need to be here.
Yeah.
Amen. Be a part of this.
Yeah.
Amen. You need to invest in this financially any way that you can. But I can tell you the best way, one of them, is by your persons.
Yeah.
Amen. Be a part of it. Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. The Bible says, "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, 'Go view the land, even Jericho.' And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country.' The king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, 'Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country.' And the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus, 'There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were.' And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark," note that "the men went out. Whither the men went out, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, 'I know,'" somebody shout, "I know.
I know.
I know that the Lord," she's more convinced than most people you know in church. "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of Limerick City Church."
Amen.
"For we," somebody shout, "we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. Somebody shout true. And that you will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if, somebody shout if. You utter not this our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window. For her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward may you go your way. And the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of the house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless of the blood of all men. Whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quit of thine oath, which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. I want to preach tonight. Going to look at a lot of things in this message, but want to title this, is the scarlet thread in your window? Is the scarlet thread in your window? Would you help me pray? Father, we love you. We thank you, O God. It has been confirmed through song, through testimony, that this message is the desire of your heart for tonight. I pray for that heavenly anointing, God. I understand, Lord, that in my ability, I will most assuredly fail. But God, in your ability, I know, God, you will accomplish your purpose tonight in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. And God's people shouted, amen. We understand here tonight that when it comes to the workings of God Almighty, that there is nothing coincidental, nothing chance, or nothing random, amen. When it comes to the workings of God, everything is planned, precise, and pointed, amen. Some may think that the Lord does not rule in the affairs of men. However, Scripture teaches us otherwise. Psalm 47:7 says, for God is King of all. Somebody shout all. All the earth. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the nations. Amen. He reigns over Ireland. He reigns over America. God does reign, amen. The Lord most assuredly rules and reigns in the affairs of men. The Word of God teaches us that He sets up kings and that He takes them down. That He tells the waves where to stop. That He tells the sun when to go up and when to go down. And that He even knows the number of hairs on an individual's head. Amen. You see, we find that Hagar had to come to learn this eternal reality. Hagar found herself in a trial, in a hardship, and in a painful experience. And the devil had led her to believe that the Lord had somehow lost sight of her in the grand scheme of things. Amen. You may be here tonight and you may say, Pastor Robin, there is a lot of people out there in the world. Matter of fact, there's over 5 billion of them. Surely God has lost track of me. But it says in Genesis chapter 16 verse 13, Hagar gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen He who sees me. Amen. In other words, Hagar had to come into the reality that God always saw her, but she had to see God. You've got to know that tonight, that God knows where you are, but you've got to know that God knows where you are. That's all the difference. Amen. If the devil can lead you to believe that somehow God doesn't see you, you'll live the way you want to live. You'll do what you want to do. You'll cave into complacency. But if I can come to know tonight that God sees me, I can see God. That's why it's so important to see the Lord high and lift it up. Give Him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Now when we look at our text, it would be easy for us to come to the conclusion that this woman Rahab had simply been at the right place and at the right time by sheer luck. Amen. However, everything about Rahab's life was done according to the mind, the plan, and the workings of God. As we look at her life, there are four things that I would like to convey. The first is this: the message of Christ must be proclaimed in truth, reality, and in power. Secondly, the message of Christ will always penetrate the heart of every man, but how people respond to that penetration varies based upon individual. Thirdly, the message that has saved those before us is the same one that must be embraced to save us tonight. And lastly, salvation is secured by the consistent and constant reliance upon the blood of the Lamb of God. Joshua 2:10 says, For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did under the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. Now in this verse, we find Rahab making the statement, we have heard. This statement speaks volumes. It conveys to us the need for gospel proclamation, conveyance, communication, and preaching. Amen. Romans 10:13, for everyone, whoever shall call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without preaching? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? Amen. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Now it is said tonight that there are around 3 billion, 5 billion or so people on the earth today. 3 billion rather, who have never heard the gospel. According to recent data, estimates suggest that approximately 7,000 people groups are still considered unreached. Amen. CBN.com said more than 1/3 of humanity will never hear about Jesus. Out of all the people that have heard about the Lord and the gospel, how many have heard about the real Christ, the real work of salvation, and the real person of Jesus, and not another Jesus and another gospel? We find that Rahab, the testimony of her life, was, "We have heard." We do not know who told her. Maybe it was the cashier at the local grocery store. Maybe it was her next door neighbor. Maybe it was her childhood friend. Maybe it was a distant herdsman. Or maybe it was a school of Christ in the bush of Africa. Come on, somebody. We do not know who told her. All we do know tonight is that she had the opportunity to hear. Amen. Oh, hear me. Someone once said, no man deserves to hear the gospel twice when there are those who have never heard it one time. In this 2019 School of Christ Convention, we know that the School of Christ is in around 144 countries of the earth. But according to recent data, there is 195 countries of the world. What are you saying, preacher? I'm just trying to convey tonight that Rahab heard. A man. She was somebody that was able to hear about what God did. And I testify to you tonight, this world deserves to know, on the street corners of Germany, on the streets of Limerick, in this nation of Ireland, around the world, this world, he needs to know what God has done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Charles Spurgeon once said, every Christian is either a missionary or an imposter. Spurgeon also said, millions have never heard of Jesus. We ought not to ask, can I prove that I ought to go? But can I prove that I ought not go? Hallelujah. We must look at this. She made the statement, we. Amen. That's a plural statement to me. She didn't say, I heard. She said, we heard. You know what that tells me? That's a bold proclamation for God. That's not some sissy, limp-wristed proclamation of some type of whisper. That's a proclamation that all the ends of the earth could hear. And surely tonight, doesn't this world deserve to have the testimony of Rahab? I've heard that Christ died on a cross, and he rose from the grave, and he's coming soon. This world ought to know. Hallelujah. But we find that not only was she able to hear, she was able to hear the gospel correctly. Somebody shout correctly.
Correct.
Truthfully and accurately. Want you to note what she said. Rahab said, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did under the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. You see, these are all things that the Lord did do. Did you hear me? It was all what the Lord did do. The Lord did dry up the Red Sea when they came out of Egypt. And the Lord did utterly destroy the two kings of the Amorites. In other words, she heard the truth of God in love. Hallelujah. Whatever believer, Christian or preacher told Rahab, they told her the truth of the Word of God. They told her, listen, there's a God in heaven. He's one that conquered sin. He conquered death. He conquered that grave. Hallelujah. He rose miracles. And not only does God deliver people out of Egypt, He splits the Red Sea. Hallelujah. But not only does God do things for people, He uses people to do things. She said, I heard how God brought you out of drugs. How God brought you out of... Come on, somebody. I said she heard how God did this. But then she heard God is a God that's a co-laborer with His people. Hallelujah. He's a God that can take the worst of these and thrash a mountain. That's the God that you serve tonight. Hallelujah. This world ought to know. Give Him a hand clap of praise. Glory. Hallelujah. You see, before Rahab was ever saved herself, the gospel had moved her to a place of conveyance to others. Scripture tells us that what Rahab heard led her to say. This is what I want you to be able to say tonight. And every person that ever hears Robin St. Clair utter this great gospel to them, I want them, Pastor Keith, to be able to say, I know, hallelujah, that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. That all of Ireland, that all of Europe, that their hearts faint because of the church of God. Hallelujah. We are an army for the Lord. We are the people of God. It's high time we stand up. Let our name be recorded that we are a child of God. Hallelujah. I can tell you, in most places, we don't make no land faint. Oh, come on somebody. They're not afraid of us. We don't do anything in that way. But I believe God is raising up people through the school of Christ right here in Limerick, in Pottsville, in Sweden, amen, in Spain, in Germany, that that world will faint because of you. They'll find out if I get anybody close to the proximity of those people, the Lord will bring them down. The Lord will save their soul. I say at Pottsville all the time, my God, as they cross the interstate, my God, let them feel the anointing of God. Oh Lord, that you would smite their heart, let their terror, let their heart faint because of the people of God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. She said, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. She was utterly convinced. There's no reason to try to oppose this great church of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Glory. There's no reason that we should oppose this great church of God. We learn from our text that what the gospel message did for Rahab, it did the opposite to the rest of Jericho. You listen to me here. You see, they all heard. The Bible says, Rahab, we have heard. That's plural. That means everybody. She also said, our hearts did melt. Both of these statements are plural statements. However, Rahab was the only one that allowed the message to humble her, convict her, soften her, and draw her. Everyone else in Jericho shut themselves off towards the gospel and hardened their hearts to it. Matter of fact, the Bible says Jericho was straitly shut up. None went in and none came out. I've had to come to learn in this walk with God and in preaching the gospel. As people in here, you've already shut me out. But there's others of you, you're a Rahab. And you've heard the word of God. And the word of God has found you. Hallelujah. But it's not my responsibility to save a soul. That's God's business. My responsibility is to preach the word of God to every boy, every girl, every man, every woman. Your responsibility is to tell the world.
Amen.
I said, that's our responsibility. Rahab was not going to miss her opportunity. We find the same disposition of Rahab all throughout the book of Acts. This will help you tonight. Acts 9:8. And going into the synagogue, he spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when some were hardened, and did not believe. Acts 28:24. And some indeed believed the things that were said of Paul. Others did not believe. Did you hear me? That's going to be a part of what you do. And let me just save you from utter discouragement. If you're going to go into this thing and you're going to judge your success in ministry by all of Jericho getting saved, I can assure you your touchstone is way off. Hallelujah. These two spies and all of them of the people of God, they didn't judge the success of Jericho based upon everybody getting saved. But there was a one. Hallelujah. I'd cross the ocean to see one of you get on fire for God and touch this world for God. Let us not forget, it was out of Rahab that Christ came. And out of one, Christ can still come. Glory, give Him praise tonight. Hallelujah. You see, I found that multitudes may shut themselves off towards the gospel, but by the grace of God, may they never be able to say that they never heard. Yeah. Did you hear me? That's all on them, Pastor, what they do. But let them not say, we never heard. Amen. Let them not stand before God on that great day of judgment and say, Robin St. Clair never told me. Amen. I can lay my head down at night and I can sleep, Brother Saul, because I know I've told the world by the grace of God and the power of God, you will utterly fall when this thing's over. There's heaven to gain, held to shut, but you can walk with God and be a part of the company of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You see, Scripture teaches us that Rahab used a scarlet thread to let the two Hebrew spies down her window. Joshua 2:15 says, then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Then it says in Joshua 2:18, behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. And I want us to see two things here. One, Rahab was using the gospel in a relation before she ever had the full revelation herself. Amen. I can assure you, she knew God was going to do it. Amen. She knew that. But now she's seeing it save other people.
Yeah.
Listen to me. She was using the gospel. We can say that Rahab was moving in all of that. You see, the spies were specific in saying, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread, listen to me, this line of thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. Now I want you to notice this. Here Rahab, she uses a scarlet thread to go down the window. Amen. It was that preserved the people of God. It was that which led to their salvation. Amen. It was that which they clung to as they were lowered down the wall of Jericho. But I want you to note something. The spies were specific in saying, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. In other words, Rahab was not to use another thread.
Yes.
Oh, listen to me. She was not to use another cord. And she was not to use another gospel. She was to stick to the one that she saw was utilized to save others. Amen. She understood in the conveyance of the gospel what saved Peter, what saved Paul, what saved John is the only one that's going to save you. If you're trying to look for another gospel tonight, you're in the wrong business. Amen. There's another one that's been propagated out there. People say, well, I like blue threads, or I like pink threads, or I like green threads. Well, let me tell all the world, it's the same thread. Hallelujah. That the people of God has always been lowered down. It's not a new thread, another thread, in a different thread. It's the one that's always saved us.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks you, Lord.
He said, listen, we're going to be gone. You're going to be in here by yourself.
Yeah.
And make no mistake about it, somebody's going to try to give you another.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
I said, somebody's going to try to sneak in and say, well, God really don't mean red, scarlet, three.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
God's not really too concerned about the color of the thread as long as it's hanging from your window. Listen to me now.
Yeah.
I can assure you, there's a lot of that going on in the day and age that we live. But the spies were very specific. And that's why Rahab said, give me a true token. I don't want a false token. I don't want one that's going to change in 5 years. I don't want one that's going to change with a generation. I want one that is true. That word true means stable, trustworthy. Amen. In other words, when I'm going through the hell of my life, I can hold on to that thread. When all of hell is fighting my life, I can hang on to that thread. When everything is coming against me, Paul, I can hang on to that thread. It's a true thread. It's a true foundation. It will lead you to that promised city.
Amen.
My God. Glory. Glory, glory. I said all of this was vital in the conveyance to Rahab. She said, listen, if somehow you come to believe something else when we get out of this room, his seed's going to be on your head. Is that
right?
If they were fully aware of the fact that the possibility of returning back to what she was a very real possibility. Oh, listen to me now. There's people that used to sit in these chairs. They're not here tonight. Why? Because they came to believe there's another thread that'll keep them that's different from the one that saved them. No. You listen to this preacher. It is the same thread that saves in Arkansas, that saves in America, that saves in Ireland, that saves in Germany, that saves in Romania. It saves my boys. It saves your grandma.
Yes.
It saves your grandpa. It's the same thread. It's the blood. That'll never lose its power.
Yes.
Glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Rahab had to understand there's going to be a lot of things try to creep in. Amen. Paul warned them very heavily. When I depart, there's going to be wolves creeping unawares, and they're going to try to tell you, you need another thread. That one is too old. That one is too outdated. Come on, somebody. I said that one, it just needs to be another. Hallelujah. But I can assure you, it's still the blood of the Lamb of God that still saves the soul, that still redeems mankind. Hallelujah. And if you're looking for another thread, you won't find it, friend. That'll lead to your salvation. But if you'll say, God, I know you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, your blood will never lose its power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I hear you, Jesus. You see, this is paramount. That we notice this. How many people are using different cords, different threads, and different gospels and are wondering why they are not being saved or seeing salvation?
Yes.
Folks, it's an easy gospel. It's the blood of the Lamb.
Jesus.
I said it's the blood of the Lamb. Shout with me, the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. It's still the blood of the Lamb. They are still bound by sin, bound by fear, bound by grief, bound by worldliness, and bound by hate. I firmly believe that the reason for this is we have substituted the original message of the cross, blood of the Lamb, an eternal word of God for something that is counterfeit, amen. And we say to ourselves, I just don't know why it's working. It's not working because you've changed it along the trail. I've seen a lot of people go through the school, friend. I've seen a lot of people get saved and they don't preach the same one that saved them. Hallelujah. But the spies were very clear. Don't you substitute what you saw save us for something else that's not been tested. Oh, hallelujah. And I can assure you, I'm contending for the faith that was first delivered to the saints. It saved them in the beginning. It'll save us at the end. It's a blood and never loses its power.
Yes.
Glory. Hallelujah. You see, it may be just a thread. It may be just a cord. But it is not a scarlet one. Come on now. You may say, preacher, is that enough to save me? You've made a big to-do about the blood. I can tell you, they didn't say, Rahab, now when we leave here, I want you to pull out the thread. And then I want you to jump through 10,000 hoops.
Yeah.
All right? That's oftentimes what we hear.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, Rahab, I want you to put that thread out your window, and I want you to do all of these jumping jacks when I'm gone. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
There was no other contingency but to trust in the blood. That's it. To trust in the blood and to stay in the house. Oh, listen to me. He said, you trust in that thread and you stay in the house. Amen. Don't you go wandering out there in that world. Don't you move out of that house. If you do, it's on your own head, friend. Don't you go out of your father's house. You stay right there under the blood. And let me tell you tonight, you're saved if you're in the father's house. Don't you leave. You stay under the blood and it'll be alright with your soul. Hallelujah. He said, preacher, do you think the devil whispered in her ear, you're trusting something that'll fail you in the day of judgment? Oh, you best believe it. Oh, you've never heard a sound like crumbling walls. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, when all hell's fighting you, the devil's saying, just take a little step out of that house. Maybe you can apply yourself to somehow secure your salvation. Maybe you can step out, Rahab, and do something. I want you to imagine with me for a moment, church, what it sounded like in Rahab's house.
Yeah.
Amen. All the screeching, all the tear, all the crumbling of walls. I'm sure she's in there. That devil's whispering in her ear. Oh, now Rahab, are you a fool thinking that thread is going to save you? Well, let me tell you tonight, call me a fool. Oh my, call me a fool. I still believe that the blood will save my soul.
Jesus.
All hell's breaking about my life when things are going amiss, sister. You know what I'm talking about. Things can crumble all about you. All the things of this world. Economies can crumble. Nations can crumble. But I'm still in the house, brother. I'll never leave. I'll stay trusting in the blood. I'm right here, amen. And I've not only got myself. I've got everybody that'll come in the house with me. I've got my mama. I've got my wife. I've got my boys. Rahab said, what if I get others in my house? I think about Cornelius. Oh, his house was saved. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying get them in the house. Tell them about the blood. And what's God? Do the work.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you're telling me, preacher.
Hallelujah.
All I got to do is trust in the blood.
Yeah.
Turn from my sin. Repent. You best believe it.
Yeah.
If you're watching video, you best believe it.
Yes.
That blood is more powerful than you'll ever know. There's an old song that says, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins.
Yeah.
And sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. You may be here tonight and you may say, preacher, that just seems very simple. Oh yes, it's simple. It's a simple gospel with a great God. Hallelujah. I said it's a simple gospel. All Rahab had to do was stay in the house and trust the blood. And it would all be well with her soul.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want you to note something tonight. Rahab is in her house. That thread's hanging on the outside, Pastor. That thread's going down that window. It's on the outside. But everything in her world's on the inside. I want you to hear me. Amen. To those of Jericho, that thread meant nothing to them because they couldn't see it. Oh, you ain't listening to me. I said from the inside they couldn't see it, Pastor. They couldn't see that thread. They're on the inside and the thread's on the outside. But when you change your point of view, oh now, if you're on the outside, let me tell you something tonight. This world may look at us sometimes and say they wear the same sport coats we do. We bought it at JCPenney's like Pastor Robin did. Oh, they may wear the same shoes that I wore. We may look a lot the same, but hanging out my window is a thread they know not of. But from heaven's perspective, all the angels look down and say, my God, there's a child of God who's got a thread. Oh my God, hanging out the window.
Yes, amen.
Oh, I can assure you in this life, people marching on the streets may hear this guy yelling, hollering in here. And they say, what's going on in there? He may not see, but from heaven's point of view, Pastor Will, oh, all of heaven sees that. I can just picture tonight as the children of Israel were marching around Jericho for all those days. Every time they came to Rahab's window, they said, she's one of us. She's one of us. They marched around. Those little children said, Sister Candace, what's that thread doing? Oh, don't worry, baby. She's one of us. My God. Hallelujah. I can tell you, this people of God have great cloud of witnesses. They're looking down tonight. And what's going to determine whether we make it or not, it's not how necessarily good we are, but does the blood hang from our window? Can you imagine all the trumpets, all the chaos? Oh, shandarabo siyate kishande. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We understand that when Rahab kept this scarlet thread hanging out of her window, that it did not look like much that would lead to her salvation. But I love what she said. She said, according to thy word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, my. Preach the book to me, man.
Yes.
Preach the book to me, Pastor. Preach the book to me, the missionary. Oh, according to the word of God. Yes. And I love what it says she did. I can't tie it tonight. But it says she bowed it to her window.
Yes.
Oh, come on, somebody. You know what that word bow means? To tie in a knot. Oh, listen to her. Oh, I feel my help. What are you saying? She was going to make sure that thing ain't going to brush out the window.
Yeah.
She's going to tie it securely. Yeah. Oh, there's no devil going to pull her out of this. Oh, my God. I said, there's no devil. There's no worldly friend going to come pull her out. There's nothing in this life even going to pull her out. She's going to tie it in a bow. She's going to tie it in the knot. Her shoes might have been untied, but she made sure that thread's tied in the knot. I want you to know tonight, I've seen a lot of people, they've lost the power of the blood in their life because they have neglected it. Amen. But I've learned every day of my life, I go get that thread and I make sure it's good and tied. Oh my, because I know even in Ireland the devil will fight this preacher. Even in Ireland, all hell will fight against me. Listen, soul, but you've got to get that and you've got to tie it in a knot. It's ain't no devil in hell is going to pull me out of God. No devil in hell is going to pull me out of the ministry. I'm going to walk with God. I'm going to be for God. Though hell rages, I'm not going back. Give Him praise. Oh, hallelujah. You see, I'm quite sure that the devil would whisper in her ear, if you think that scarlet thread hanging out your window makes you different, you fooled yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. I pray when they look at my life, they see the scarlet thread hanging out my window. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm looking at something eternal. And I'm looking out through the blood.
Yes.
Oh my God. The Bible says they saw it from afar off, didn't they? Mm-hmm. Why did they see it? They looked out that window of time through the blood of Jesus, Jesus. And they saw that Lamb of coming. Hallelujah. Jesus. Rahab, she put that thread out her window. I'm not in heaven yet, folks. I'm not there yet. But I'm looking through my window with the blood. And I see Him coming. I see Him coming with the angels. I see Him coming with the hosts. I see one day this earth will melt like fire. My God. I said, I see it all. One day this thing's going to culminate in the Son of God ruling and reigning forever. I'm looking out the window tonight. I don't necessarily see windows and walls. I see the Son of God. I see the Lord Jesus. And it's coming for His people. Hallelujah. My God. You see, Rahab knew that it might only be a thread, but it was a scarlet thread.
Yes.
And I boldly proclaim to every heart, every demon, every opposer, and even hell itself, the blood of Jesus may not look like much to this world, but to me, it will never lose its power. We understand that when all hell was breaking loose around Rahab, when the trumpets were blasting, the walls were falling, people were screaming, and people were dying. But Rahab kept on trusting in the scarlet thread hanging out of her window. Can you imagine for a moment, friend, she stepped out on that rebel. All that this world once was,
try to shut itself off to an eternal God. I can assure you the happiest day of her life when she stepped from this life into the next. Trust in the blood. Because folks, everything in this world will try to take you out of the ministry, take you out of Christ. Did you hear me? My heart grieves for some of these that are not here tonight. It grieves, Paul. But you know what? I'm going to keep preaching it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep telling it. Because there's always a Rahab.
Lord Jesus.
She's going to be saved.
Yes.
I said there's always the one. How to walk with God. And you may be here tonight and you may say, Pastor Robin, all hell has fought me. Things were always trying to tell me, don't trust what saved you. Folks, let me tell you something. If it saved you, it'll keep you. Did you hear me? I said, if it saved you, why would you go to another gospel? Why would you turn to something else? It's amazing to me how people become bewitched.
Yeah.
As the Galatians. Paul said there was one time you'd have popped out your eye, gave it to me. How can he get you to the prayer meeting?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying things can bewitch you. Before long, you're taking a little step out of it. Oh, come on now. Take a little step out of it. I'm going to try something else. I'm just going to substitute something different for what was. What did it save the two spies? Sure it did. Was it strong enough to let them down? Sure it was. But why would you change it?
Yeah.
Did you hear me? Why would you change what you preach? Why would you change it? If you saw it save souls, then why would you change it? Why would you believe another gospel? You've lost the fire ever since you started believing something else. Well, preacher, it don't really matter, Pastor Keith. I like blue. Come on now. I like blue preaching. Well, I've heard everything. I like pink preaching. Well, I like red preaching. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I like scarlet preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, no one on the inside could see, Sister Candace, as you come. But everyone on the outside could clearly see. And I can tell you, sometimes people want try to get you to articulate. How do you know people say? All I can say is I can see the scarlet hanging from their lips. Did you hear me?
Jesus.
I said, oftentimes I can't fully articulate this great conveyance of God. But I do know by your fruit, or could I say by their thread, you'll know them. Did you hear me? To those in Jericho, she pretty much looked like everyone else there. However, from heaven's point of view, Rahab was saved.
Jesus.
Rahab was delivered. Rahab was set free. And Rahab was forgiven. What are you saying, Pastor Robin, in closing? I'm trying to tell you tonight, people, they've got to hear. We come to this school of Christ. Many of you have traveled great distances to be here. And I'm so thankful that I'd do this convention a great disservice if I did not tell you this convention was raised up for people to go, for people to tell, that all this world may hear the gospel of God. What they do with it is on their head. Whether they want to shut themselves off to it, it's on them. Folks, I lived in discouragement for a time because I didn't understand what I'm telling you. I looked at all of Jericho and I said, oh God, look at everybody shut off to the gospel. I can't get in. Nothing's coming out. Did you hear me? But there's a Rahab in there.
Jesus.
I'm going to reach her.
Jesus.
I don't know if you'll see everybody in Limerick saved, but I do know it's worth telling.
Yeah.
See what God can do. Did you hear me? Just folks, I can tell you people come and go. They'll come into these doors and they'll walk out of these doors and you'll sometimes be left bewildered. Say, oh God. They saw the blood save Brother Paul and Brother Soph. They saw the blood save my sister. They saw what the blood and the message did. They were in the house and they trusted in the thread. But when all hell began to crumble about them, they thought they could step out of the house. But the spies, good preachers of the gospel, wasn't they? They said, if I'll be guiltless. Paul said it this way, I preach the whole counsel of God. I'm free from the blood of all men. What you do with this tonight is on you. What you do watching this is on you. We here have done our very best to preach to you the Word of God in power, in clarity, and in truth. And God is going to conquer all. He's going to conquer all. It's up to us tonight to make the decision what we'll do with that eternal fact. Would you stand with me around the building?
See ya. See ya.
Oh, come on, let's worship the Lord.
If
you don't know the Lord tonight, tonight's your night to get right with God. Maybe you once trusted the scarlet thread, but tonight you're trusting a different thread. Maybe you're preaching another message and you're wondering why people aren't getting saved. They trusted an uncertain riches, not the riches of Christ, but the eternal riches of His blood. If you're here tonight and you say, I don't know the Lord, would you slip up your hand? I want to give you the opportunity, even in a convention, to know Christ. If you're here tonight, would you slip up your hand? Head's going up. Tonight's your night to get under the blood. He said, preacher, that's simple. Rahab would tell you it was very simple. But when all hell starts crumbling about you, things begin to challenge what you know to be eternally so. These altars are open from the front to the back. I'm going to ask you to come. I'm going to ask you to make the declaration tonight that you're willing to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And you're willing to go to preach the one that is true and accurate. But also, you're willing to leave all the results up to God just to be faithful to do what you know to be so. Around this building, would you find a place to pray? Let's seek the Lord tonight, as He may be found. God bless you as you come.